This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Student loan debt in Colorado reached over $26 billion in 2019 before the pandemic, according to the Bell Policy Center. Recent Colorado Mesa University graduate Ryan Fleming paid off his loans while interest was paused during the pandemic. He called Biden's student debt relief plan announced today a short-term solution that doesn't fix the high cost of college tuition.
I'm not like angry that other people who weren't able to do what I did got the assistance. I think that relieving student loans, while an immediate short-term solution that will help out a lot of people, won't actually solve the issue.
Colorado's college students take out about $26,000 in loans, and that only accounts for students at public universities. The average cost to rent an apartment in Colorado Springs is up nearly 10% compared to this time last year. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports it now costs nearly $1,600 a month to rent there.
The cost to rent an apartment in Colorado Springs has risen more than $900 over the last 10 years. That's according to a report from the University of Denver. Researchers report far fewer new units are being built this year compared with last year, and as more people move to the area, supply can't keep up. They also say inflation and building costs are adding to the rise. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A five-year investigation into violent gang activity in Pueblo has led to the conviction of more than a dozen gang members. Offenses include drug trafficking and assault. The investigation involved the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Right now in Denver, it's 85 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.